Shalom Aleichem, our Bosa, today's daf is Erevin Daf Dalet. We are holding here on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. We had been discussing a statement of Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman. And as we're going to see in a second, that's not the only version of Rav Nachman's Shita statement. Rava is about to have his own version. But if you look at the two dots on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, so Abaye had said in the name of Rav Nachman that the amma that we use to measure, you know, to talk about halachos of how big a sukkah has to be, that is an amma that is 5 tefachim. But an amma in terms of hilchos kilayim, that is 6 tefachim. As we mentioned yesterday, there's a machlokas as to how big an amma is, whether, as we mentioned, 5 or 6 tefachim. So according to Rav Nachman, that is split up depending on how, you know, what realm of halacha you're talking about. For sukkah and mavui, you use the 5 tefach amma, and for kilayim, you would use the 6 tefach amma. Rava is going to say that that's not true. So we're one line up on the bottom here. V'rava mishmid Rav Nachman Amar. Rava says that Rav Nachman Shita is actually kol amos ba'amma bas shisha. Right, all ammas, whenever you're talking about an amma, you know, whatever halacha it is in terms of measuring stuff, so it's all going to be the 6 tefach amma. What's the difference between the other, you know, the realms of halacha? Ella, rather, halalu sochakos v'halalu atzovos. But these, meaning in terms of kilayim, as Rashi says, if you look at amos kilayim, mod dimetfachim gedolim, what is sochakos and what is atzovos? So that is big, or let's say loose tefachim versus tight tefachim. What does that mean? So if you hold your fist out in front of you, a tefach is the size of a fist. But is that with the hand extended, right? Meaning is with the fingers extended and open and spaces in between each finger, or the size of, meaning when the fingers are together? When you, let's say, I mean, is it curling a fist or is it an open palm? That's like one of the ways to say it. Is there space between the fingers, or is there not? So sochakos is literally means, I think it means laughing, if I'm not mistaken, like as if a person is grinning. So that's already, it's loose. That's with like an open palm, or let's say a fist, but at least I'm not even sure how you would curl the fingers inwards and leave spaces in between. But either way, there's space between the fingers. That's by kilayim. But halalu atzavos, with the tight ones, that's where you're going to be sukkah and mavoi. So the distinction that Abaye made above in Rav Nachman Shita, that a sukkah and mavoi use the 5 tefach amos, and the kilayim uses 6, really, Rava says the difference is, no, they both use 6 tefach amma, but depending on what you're talking about, the mavoi and the sukkah will use the tight tefachim, the 6 tefach amma, and the kilayim will use the loose measurements. Okay, now, okay, fine. Tachlis, obviously, as you can imagine, it's not that big a difference. If you're talking about, small percentages of the distance of what you're really talking about. Again, if you're talking about 20 amos, so maybe the distance between your fingers, that might add up to, an inch or two or three or whatever it is. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says like this. Mesmer, hold on one second. I'll ask a question. This is on Abaye's Shita. Again, Abaye said there's a difference between 5 versus 6 amas, when you split sukkah and mavoi versus kilayim, and Rava just said it's a difference in how you measure the tefachim, not how many tefachim consist of an amma. So Mesve, I ask you a question. Call amas shem chachamim, the Brisa says all the amos that Chazal said, ba'amma bas shisha, right, that lines up. They're all 6 tefachim long, that lines up like Rava, not like Abaye. Ubil vachlo yihu mechuvonos, as long as they are not, as Rashi says over here, they're not exactly the same. Now, what do you mean? What do you mean that they're not exactly the same? So, Bishlam al Rava, that works out. This is basically Rava's Shita in a nutshell. That Rava says that all of the amos are 6 tefach amos, just depends, right, whether they're thick or they're tight or loose. Right, it depends on what realm of halacha you're talking about. We'll use different measurements for a tefach, but all of the things are six tefachim. That's exactly what the Braisa said. El Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye, he says some are five and some are six. So how do you understand this Braisa? So Abaye would say, Ima Amas Kilayim Ba'amabas Shisha. That really, you should say that when it's this Braisa is talking about all of the Amas within the realm of Kilayim, which Abaye did say was a six tefach amah, uses six tefach. The Gemara says about the Miketani Seifa. What about the Seifa? Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, call amas shamu chachamim b'kilayim ba'amas bas shisha. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that by Kilayim uses six tefach amah ubu vachlo yu mitzumtzamos, as long as you don't, what's it called? As long as you don't use the tight, small, closed-fisted tefachim, right? We call it the Tanakama, call Amas Kalmar. So apparently, what do you see? Right? Again, if Reb Shimon Gamliel is talking about Kilayim specifically, right? How do we want to answer the question? We wanted to say, really, the Braisa is talking about Kilayim. The Tanakama is talking about Kilayim. It says all the Amos involved are six tefachim. That's really Kilayim. Well, the Seifa, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, all the Amas in Kilayim are six tefach amos. So apparently, Michal, again, the Tanakama call amos kama. Apparently, Tanakama is talking about all amos. So Melchav Abaye says, yeah, v'lav mi'ikar Reb Shimon Gamliel dekai kavasi. What do you mean? So in a chinami that the Tanakama is talking about all amos, but and that lines up like Rava. But Abaye says, I hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Right, that's literally my shita. On the damer can Reb Shimon Gamliel. So certainly, Abaye says, what do you mean? It works out fine. The Tanakama is Rava, Amram Shimon Gamliel, and we both have a basis for our Shitas, and there's no Astira to my Shita at all. So the Gemara says, Labaye Vade Tanahi. So according to Abaye, right, so he holds that the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel are arguing, and this is exactly parallels the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Right? But Rava, Mi Lema Tanahi, maybe it's not necessarily a Machlokas Tanayim according to Rava. Yeah, do you know how? Meaning, is the way Abaye understood the Mishnah, is that the Raisa, is that the same way that Rava understands it? So Amalecha Rava said no. Rav Shimon Gamliel ha'asa l'shmiina that amas kilayim lo yitzamtzen. Right, could just be that Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with the Tanakama and he holds that all amos need to be six amos. So really, Rava's Shita could be like the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel, but what Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to say, he's just trying to tell you that the amos that you use for Kilayim are tight and not loose. Oh, I'm sorry, no, lo yitzamtzen, meaning you shouldn't be, they should be loose. Meaning that's exactly what Rava said. Right? Rava said that the Kilayim amos are loose and the Sukkah and the Mavoy are tight. So Rava can interpret Reb Shimon Gamliel as to holding like him, and then he doesn't have to necessarily say it as machlokes tanaim, right? It could just be that both of those shitas line up like him, and it's just Reb Shimon Gamliel is explaining the shita of the Tanakama. Okay, so the Gemara says, but if Reb Shimon Gamliel is really just coming to teach me about kilayim, so he said a little bit too much, right? What was Reb Shimon Gamliel's shita? What did he say? If you look up in the fifth line, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, call amos shomer chacham b'kilayim ba'ama b'ashisha. Right, all kilayim amos are six amos, are six tefachim. As long as we'll eventually aim at some tzomos, as long as they're not tight, meaning make sure that they're loose. So if that was all he wanted to teach us, so v'leima amos kilayim le'itzamtin. So why didn't he just say the second part of his statement? Right, ba'ama b'ashisha le'mutemai. Why did he have to say that a kilayim has to be six amos, right? Lav lemute amos, suk of amos. Mavoy, isn't Reb Shimon Gamliel coming to disagree with the Tanakama and exclude mavoy and sukkah from using a six tefach amah? That would seem to imply like Abaye. That would seem to imply that it is a machlokas tanayim. When it says lo lemute amah yisod ve'amasovik, no, Reb Shimon Gamliel is not excluding sukkah and mavoy. Really, he holds that sukkah and mavoy is also six tefach amah, like Rava. But Rava would say that Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to exclude this Yisod and the Sovet. Those are two parts of the Mizbech. Of the Mizbech. Dichtiv, like the Pasuk says, V'ilu midos ha-Mizbech ba'amos ama ama v'tofach. V'chek ha-ama v'ama rocha v'gvul el svas tosaviv zeres achas v'zeh gav v'mizbech. So the Gemara darshens out all of those dimensions. that there basically there was different dimensions of the Mizbeach. There was a base that was one amah tall. There was something called a soviv, which was the next kind of piece of the Mizbeach. It was five amas tall. There was the keren was one amah tall, but there was something in between that I forget what it's called. It was also three amos tall. So there are a bunch of amos, and also the different parts of the Mizbeach were set in from each other, so that they're one amma in. So you had the base that went all the way out to the end. Then the soviv, which was the next part, would be set in an amma, and the third part would be set in an amma, and then the keren would be on top of it. So basically, there are all these amos involved in the Mizbeach. And the Gemara darshins that this pasuk. The pasuk not in Chumash, if I'm not mistaken. Where's the pasuk? Aleph. I have it on. Where is it? Yeah, it's in Yechezkel. Okay, talking about the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash. Right, it's not talking about the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. Okay, so the Gemara darshins out all the pieces of that pasuk. It says, let's see here. Where are we up to? Chei ka'ama ze yisod, ve'ama rochav ze soviv. Right, that's the yisod. The amarocha was talking about the soviv, which again is the second part. Gvulash el sfasa soviv elu akranos. That's talking about the horns that on top of the mizbeach that were also an amatol. Zegagam mizbeach. This is the back of the mizbeach. Zem mizbeach hazav. And that's not even referring to the mizbeach hanachoshes. That's even referring to the mizbeach hazav. But basically, there were all these amos involved in the mizbeach. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to say that the amma that you use to measure kilayim is six amos, but the amma that you use to measure the mizbeach is really only five tfachim, not six, not amos, five tfachim. Now the Rishonim have a huge machlokas here. Just you should be aware of it. We're not going to go read this big Rashi, but there is a lot going on over here in the Rishonim in terms of which amos are of the mizbeach are five tfachim and which amos are six. It could be that different amos in the Mizbeach were different lengths and different measurements. But that again, that's ready for more Ian type stuff. And again, Mitzvah Shem, Yehari Bana Beis HaMikdash, so we'll be able to delve into it a bit deeper. But you should know that there is a big Machlokas Rishonim over here in terms of which Amos we're referring to. Okay, either way, fine. Okay, new topic. If that frustrated you a little bit. Amar Rabbi Chiya, yeah, I know it frustrated me. That's why I'm saying that. Okay, not trying to talk down to anybody. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin. All of those three topics. We'll explain what this is in one second. Halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Those are all Halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Those was given to Moshe at Har Sinai, passed down through generation, not based on any pasuk. It's Halacha l'Moshe Sinai. We don't darshan from it. It is just a chiddush that Hashem gave Moshe. The end. Nobody questions it, etc. What are those three things? So the shiurim, different shiurim for different things, different sizes for different things. Chatzitzin, the concept of a chatzitzin, when going to the mikvah, if there's something that is between you and the water, someone's wearing, nail polish or has a band-aid or whatever, that's a chatzitzin that interposes or inter something between you and the water, the tefillah is no good. U'mechitzin, and simply setting up a mechitza, we'll see some of that later in the Masechta. In terms of that separating your rishus, bordering off one area to the next, right? The concept that a mechita will separate, that's 10 amos tall, 10 tfachim tall, rather, that will separate rishuyos, that's a concept that is halach l'moshe m'sinai. Now the Gemara is about to ask, on all of these three cases, one second, all of these halachos are learned from the Torah, from the psukim, they're d'oraisa, they're not halach l'moshe m'sinai. And just in terms of the nafkamina between that is big, right? Halach l'moshe m'sinai, we really don't learn from what anywhere else. When you can't darshan from that to anywhere else, you can't ask kashas on it. You can't, obviously you can't ask kashas on dinim derisa also. But anyway, it's important, to know where a halacha is learned from. I can't think of any on the top of my head right now. Obviously, we have to be mekayim everything that Moshe taught us. But either way, let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, one second. Shiurim, let's start with the first one. Shiurim daraisahu. Shiurim daraisa, dichtiv, because the pasuk says, Eretz chitos harav, gefen tenav in Ramon, Eretz shem and dvash, famous pasuk. But we use that pasuk to teach me about different shiurim across many different spectrums of halacha. So the Gemara says like this, chita, Sorry, Vamar Rav Chanan, skip the line. Vamar Rav Chanan, call ha-pasuk hazeh l'shirin emar. It's all talking about shirin. Chita l'kidetan, what's the size of, what is wheat? L'kidetan, ha-nechnas l'beis ha-menuga, if you go into a house that has tzaras, anything inside the house is tamei, but it depends. V'kelev ha-ksefav, if you have your clothing on your shoulder, v'sandalav b'tavosav b'yodav, and you're carrying your sandals and your rings, so who behind tamei miyad? Everybody's tamei right away. If you're wearing all that stuff, so who tamei miyad? The person is tamei, but the clothing are tahor. Vein tahorin ashi shahe b'knei akliyas pas chiten. Until you stay in the house, the amount of time it takes for you to eat pas chiten. And now, k'nei l'chilas pras, as Rashi says here, the amount of time it takes you to eat four kibbutzim, which is about half of a normal loaf of bread. So the amount, if you stay in the house that has tzaras, for that amount of time, it would take you to eat a half a loaf of bread of chiten v'lo pas sa'orin, and not barley bread, but wheat bread, then your clothing are tame as well. So that's one shear. If mesav ochel beliftan, if you would sit it and eat it with some sort of spread, so either, I don't know, hummus or ketchup or whatever it is. So if you to sit, I guess, I don't know, we assume k'nei l'chilas pras is usually anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. So that's the shear of how long it would take for your clothing to become tame. Sa'ora, what about sa'ora? D'tan etzem kisa'ora matami b'magla b'masa. The size, a piece of bone, the size of a barley, will be metame somebody if you touch it, but v'ino metame ba'ohel will not become tame in an ohel, right, until it's much larger. Geffen, what's that shear? K'dei revius yayin l'nazir, that's how much will mess up a nazir's count. Rashi says here, v'chayv malchus, to make a v'chayv malchus, a revius of wine. Te'ena, what is that referring to? That's, as we learned last Masechta, k'grogeres l'tzos b'shabbos, the shear for tzah is, if you're taking out food, is a grogeres, is a dry fig. Rimon, what is the size of rimon? So again, we also had that a bunch of times in the Masechta and Shabbos. Ketan kol klei balei batim shiurim kerimonim. What is the shear of a hole that needs to be in a kli before the kli is no longer mekabel tumah? Right? If the kli is broken, we said a kli is no longer mekabel tumah. A kli is mekabel tumah as long as it's functional. What is the size of the hole that will invalidate a kli from it being considered a halachic kli and will make it no longer mekabel tumah? That's the size of a pomegranate. What's eretz zeis shemen? That's eretz shekol shiorei kezeisim, right? The standard shear of most things is a kezeis. The Gemara says kol shiorei sagadaytoch. Every shear is a kezeis? No. Vayika hani damran. What about the ones we just mentioned? It's ala ima eretz sherov shiorei kezeisim, right? Most shiurim, the kazayis this, kazayis that. Okay, fine. Dvash, what is that? Kikoseves. That's as much as a date. Hagasa liyom kippurim. That's as much as you need to eat on Yom Kippur to be chayiv. Kares, as much of a date. That's a bigger shear than a kazayis. And so we see that shiurim, all these shiurim are miyadaraisa. So what do you mean alach lemosh v'sina? This Gemara says, v'tizvara, shiurim b'mechtav ksivi. Hold on, the shiurim are all written in the, what's it called? That's the answer. I mean, Tizra, does it really make sense that the Daraisa? The Shurim are not written in the Pasuk. We darshan them out. So, Ella Hilchasa Ninu, really, Talacha Mosh Misinai Vas Mechinu Rabbanan Akrai. Right? What is that Pasuk? That Pasuk teaches us about how great Eretz Yisrael is, the seven species, etc., etc. That's not a source for Shurim. It's just an Esmachta, Chazal, right? The Halacha Mosh Misinai, we learned about these Shurim. And, oh, look at this. They're all mentioned, sort of. They're alluded to in a single Pasuk. So, Chazal, we're like, okay, we learned it from this Pasuk. But we don't really. Really, Talacha Mosh Misinai. Okay, what about chatzitzin? What about a chatzitza? Again, having something on your body when you go to the mikvah. It's d'oraisa ninu. Yeah, that's a din d'oraisa. The pasuk says, v'rochatz is kol b'saro b'mayim. You wash your body in water. Right, talking about a pasuk where is that pasuk? In Kedoshim, I think. Maybe it's in Emor. But either way, if a person has shechva zara, he goes to the mikvah. So he's tamei until nightfall. The person goes to the mikvah, right, to become tahor. Shelo yehi davar chotetz bein b'saro l'mayim. You can't have anything that interposes between your body and the water. B'mayim, b'mei mikvah, Well, the Pesach says b'mayim also, b'mei mikvah kol b'sar olmayim. Right, should call gufo olabim. How do you read this? Okay, let's try again. A little bit better. Varachat is called b'saro. That teaches me shalo yehi davar chotzis bein b'saro lamayim. What the pasuk continues? It says b'mayim. So that said b'mei mikvah. That you have to go to the mikvah. Kol b'saro. The pasuk continues and it says mayim shakol b'saro. No, kol b'saro. Mayim shekol gufo ole b'hem. It has to be enough water for your entire body to get in there. V'kam b'hem, and how much is that? Ama al ama barov gimel amos, 3 cubic amos. V'shiru chacham me mikvah mimsa. Chazal said, well, that if that the amount will be 40 sa of a mikvah. So you see that it's coming from a pasuk and not coming from Malachah Moshe Sinai. The Gemara says ki itzri chelukasa le saro. No, you're right. Halachah Moshe Sinai is only for the person's hair. Nima achas kashura chotzetzes. If you have one hand, strand of hair tied together, meaning tied into a knot, so that is a chatzitza. Shalosh inan chotzetzin. 3 do not make a chatzitza because they're not tied so tight, right? 1 can be tied very, very tight, can't get anything through it. 3 hairs that are tied together do not make a chatzitza because mistama they're loose enough for the water to go through. But shtayim inan yodea. But 2, I have no idea. So that was Rav Bar Avuna Shita. So that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. And the Gemara says, 1 second, Saro Nami Daraisa. That's what I mean. It's also within Daraisa. The time, yeah, like because we learned in Daraisa. For Achatz, it's called Besoro. You watch your entire flesh. I mean, what's S coming to teach me? Hatofa Le Besoro. That something that is secondary to your skin. Vizero Sear. Meaning you have to put the sayar in the water as well. So if there's a knot in the sayar, in the hair, so that's a problem. We see that from a pasuk, not from a halachah Moshe Sinai. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, ki asai hilchasa, so halachah Moshe Sinai comes to teach me, l'rubo ulemiuto ulemakbid l'she'eno makbid. For the case is, if you have, well you'll see. Ukud Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yitzchak explains, what does that mean? Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Rubo Umakpid Olov, Chotzeitz. What's the Din D'Oraisa of a Chatzitza? The only Din D'Oraisa according to Rabbi Yitzchak is that if you have most of your body covered by Chatzitza, Umakpid Olov, and you hate it, and you're annoyed, and you want to get it off, meaning you're frustrated by it. That's a chazitza. V'she'inu makpid olav, but if you don't care that it's on your body, if you, if you have Dead Sea mud on you and you don't care, eino chotzeitz, d'oraisa, that's not a chazitza. V'gozer al rubo she'inu makpid, mishum rubo al makpid. Chazal were therefore gozer on a case where you have most of your body covered and you don't care about it, mishum, because you may come to get confused and think that even if you do care about it, it's still not a chatzitza, which it is, it's deraisa. Dal miuto hamakbid, they were also gozer about if a small part of your body is covered, but you are makbid, you do want to get it off, mishum rubo hamakbid, because you may come to confuse that with when your most of your body is covered and you care to get it off. So Chazal work goes there, those two things. Nami al miyuto she'ino makbid. Why aren't we also goes there on a small part of your body that you don't care about? Mishum miyuto hamakbid, because that you might confuse that with a small part of your body that you do care about. So that meaning that would be awesome, which is also derabanan. Inami or mishum rubo she'ino makbid, because maybe you'll get it confused with something that's on most of your body that you don't care about. Okay, so those are the gzeros that we made, and he gufa gzera, vanonekam v'nigzor, gzera the gzera. We don't try to make a gzera on a gzera. So we don't double up, but lamaisa, according to the maskana of the Gemara, the halacha Moshe Mishinai is this concept of rubo umiuto umakpid alav. Right, the whole concept of what you care about, that midoraisa, meaning that the halacha Moshe Mishinai is that only if you have it on most of your body and you care that it's there, that's going to be a chatzitza. Okay. Right, sorry, just to clarify a little bit better, the halacha Moshe Mishinai is that all of these combined, meaning that you need to have rubo and you need to have Machbid. And that if it's Miyuto and Eino Machbid, then it is not going to be a Chatzitza Midaraisa. Okay, but Chazal obviously added on a lot of other things. Okay, let's just finish up for today and do the Mechitos. Mechitos is also Daraisa, right? Daramar, Aron Tisha, Vakaporas Tavach, Harikan Asara, right? The Aron was 10 Tvachim high. And the Gemara in Sukkah says that that's the amount of height that you need for a Mechitza. So right, we see that from the Pasuk. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha El Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, Ein Echinami. The Halach Lamosh Misina is only for Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Amas Binyan Ba'ama Bashisha. That when we say that, you're talking about the Binyan, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan specifically, is 6 Tefach Amas. Amas Kelim Ba'amas Ba'chamisha. But for the Kelim, the Amas that we use are 5 Tefach Amas. And therefore, the Aron, the Aron, yeah, we're talking about the Aron, not the Mizbeach. Did I say Mizbeach? I'm not sure. The Aron, obviously, we said Aron Tisha. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Aron was not 10 Tefachim tall, it was 7.5. Because, again, the math, if you do the math in terms of the Tefachim, so it was, let's see. Alright, where are the Psukim over there? It was, where is the Amma? How many Ammas tall was the Aron? I have written down on the side of my Gemara, but it would be 7.5. How does that work out? I guess it must have been 5 Amos. No, I'm not sure. Less. No, it must be less. All right, I'm not sure. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm trying to see again. I'm trying to skim Rashi over here to see where I found that. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Aron was 7.5 Tefach, meaning that you don't have the 10 Tefach height for a Mechitza. So that if that's the shita, then you really do need a lachem moshe misina to tell me that a mechitza is 10 tefachim high because you don't have the makor from the aron. Yeah, okay. I don't have all the calculations of the psukim and the sources over here. Rashi, if you look on the side, Rashi Diber Meskel Aron Tisha V'Kaporas Tefach. He brings the Gemara there in Sukkah. All right, fine, Beseder. Let's just finish up the Gemara. Get to the two dots. Rabbi Meir, Damar Kol Amos, Are You Beinonios? Ma'ika. Remember, what about Rabbi Meir, who says that all the Amos were Beinonios, meaning 6 Tvachim? So where does he use Halacha Moshe Sinai? So Rabbi Meir, meaning Tanakama, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So what does Rabbi Meir use with the Halacha Moshe Sinai for Machitzos? Because he learns the fact that a Machitzos is 10 Tefachim from the Aron. So Rabbi Meir, Ki Asai Hilkasa, Lugud, Lulavud, Ludofan Akuma. So the Halacha Moshe Sinai is for these concepts, which we'll obviously talk about more, but they're mostly in Hilkas Sukkah, but also here, certainly. In Erevin, we already had Dofen Akuma yesterday, that if you have a wall and then you have some possible schach, as long as it's less than 4 amos next to the kosher schach, so it's as if the wall is bent, if the wall is like an L, that's Dofen Akuma, and the sukkah is kosher. Lavud is when you, if you have gaps between either a wall or whatever, usually a wall or a mechitza or whatever, so if I'm not mistaken, it's 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim, so we're going to say lavud, that they are connected to each other, even if there's space in between them, and the good asik, and good achis, that's what we're going to talk about, not right now, but that just simply means that we very often we will see that a wall either goes up or goes down. That's good achis is down, and good asik is up. That we view it as if it goes straight up. So very often if you see sukkahs, let's say, in the old city, or even regular personal sukkahs, but usually when you, like, restaurant sukkahs that they need to put up in a hurry, so you'll see, like, a little bit of a wall, and then the schach is really high up. Well, that's because if the wall is 10 tefachim, so we view it as if it goes all the way up and reaches the schach, that's the concept of good that we talk about over here. That's a good asik, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, so that's those halachos is what Rabbi Meir would say, the halacha l'moshe misina is by mechitzos. Okay, shkoyach kol rabosai. We will go weiter in the Hilkas Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.